This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Pro-migrant groups frustrated with President Joe Biden's continued use of an inhumane Trump-era expulsion policy for migrant families will seek to block it in court, the groups said Monday, deepening the president's challenges on the U.S.-Mexico border. The groups will restart litigation over Mr. Biden's use of the order that allows U.S. officials to send migrants back to Mexico without the chance to seek asylum or other protections in the United States. The outcome of the court case could complicate Biden administration efforts to deal with a 20-year high in migrant arrests at the southern border. The American Civil Liberties Union, the leading group representing migrant families barred under the expulsion order, said in a joint court filing with the U.S. Department of Justice Monday that negotiations to resolve the matter had, quote, reached an impasse, end quote, and that a lawsuit to halt the policy should resume. Russia's ambassador to the United States said the United States has asked 24 Russian diplomats whose U.S. visas are expiring to leave the country by September 3rd. This, according to the TASS state news agency, reporting it Monday. Indonesia's foreign minister said Monday there has been little progress in the implementation of the five-point agreement made at an April summit in Jakarta to appoint a special envoy from Myanmar. The meeting was attended by Myanmar's junta leader, Senator General Min Aung Hlaing, and spoke about establishing five things: the cessation of violence, constructive dialogue between the various parties, the appointment of an ASEAN special envoy, the facilitation of humanitarian aid, and the deployment of the special envoy to Myanmar to meet with the various contending parties. This is VOA News. Iran will respond promptly to any threat against its security, the foreign ministry said Monday, after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Tehran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in Thursday's attack, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said Sunday they would work with their allies to respond to the attack. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Monday he wanted to get the travel industry moving again with a simple, user-friendly system of rules to allow for trips abroad. Johnson told reporters, quote, "We need to get the travel industry moving again," end quote. Britain reopened its borders to large parts of the world Monday, scrapping quarantine for fully vaccinated arrivals from the European Union, excluding France, and the United States. But the boost for the travel industry was dimmed by speculation that the government could also soon slap new rules on holidays. Nigeria has been hit by a surge in cholera cases in recent weeks, focused on the country's north and adding to a public health crisis accompanied by a rise in COVID-19 cases. The state epidemiologist and deputy director of public health for the northern economic hub, Kano State, told Reuters the rainy season was making it worse. The illness is caused by contaminated water and can kill within hours if not treated. Insecurity in the north, where the authorities have been battling Islamist militants and armed criminals, was also hindering the authorities' ability to respond. The European Union said an effort to repatriate a Belarusian athlete from the Tokyo Olympics was further evidence of brutal repression by President Alexander Lukashenko, and it welcomed Poland's decision to grant her a humanitarian visa. A spokeswoman for the EU foreign policy chief said the attempt to forcibly repatriate Kristina Smetanskaya against her will does not respect any Olympic truce. The 24-year-old was supposed to be in the Olympic Stadium Monday to compete in the 200 meters heats, but was instead the subject of intense diplomatic wrangling. Firefighters were battling two large wildfires in Greece Monday. As the prime minister said, the country was suffering its worst heat wave in more than three decades. AP correspondent Ace Wheatling reports the wildfires are extensive.
We are on the sixth day today, and they've been essentially nonstop in over 100 locations across dozens of provinces. They are mostly along the southern Aegean and Mediterranean coast, although there have been some fires that have been a little bit more inland.
By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.